Could somebody get me a 10th canto part 2? And the book shut thing. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramam Swaya Raja Pacharya Aspatara Satoshi Shrimati's Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Gita Ananta Koti Vaishnava Rinta Gita Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Gita. All glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees. Oh, thank you so much. I forgot. Thank you. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So here we continue our reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22. Today we're reading text number 22. Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service, text number 22. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakturam Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishtarane Pancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sanjibhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So today's verse is actually from Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport. We'll start with the purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.4. Oh, complete, please. Shreya Shritim Bhakti Mudasate Bibo. Shreya Shritim Bhakti Mudasate Bibo. Plishanti J. Kevala Bodha Labdaye. Shanti J. Kevala Bhoda Labdhaye Tesham Aso Kleshala Eva Shishate Tesham Aso Kleshala Eva Shishate Nanya Jatastula Tushava Gatinam
Nanya Jatastula
Nanya Dhatastula Tushava Gatinam
Nanya Dhatastula Tushava Gatinam
Shreya Shritim Bhakti Mudasate Bipo
Shreya Shritim Bhakti Mudasate Bipo
Krishanti Jekhe Vala Bodha Labdaye
Krishanti Jekhe Vala Bodha Labdaye
Tesham Maso Kleshala Eva Shishyate Nanya Jitastula Tushaba Katinam.
Nanya Jitastula Tushaba Katinam.
Christian.
Shreya Shritim
Bhakti Mudasate Vibho.
Shreya Shritim
Bhakti Mudasate Vibho. Krishanti Kevala Bodha Labdhe.
Shamsa Kleshala Eva Shishyate nānyādhikāstu lakṣāvatārtanā. Shreyāśitim bhaktim udasyate vibho. Krishanti je kevala bodhavate. Te shamaso kveshala eva shishyate. Nanya gita sula tushava patina. Shreya shitim bhakti mudasyate vibho. Krishanti je kevala bodhavate. Te shamaso kveshala eva shishyate. Nanya jita stula tushava gatina.
There you go. I'm going to try. Jacob.
Shreya shitim bhakti mudasyate vibho. Krishanti je kevala bodha labdhe. Te shamaso kveshala eva shishyate. Nanya jata stula tushava gatina.
Yes.
Shreya shitim bhakti mudasyate vibho. Krishanti je kevala bodha labdhe. Te shamaso kveshala eva shishyate. Nanya jata stula tushava gatina. Nanya jata stula
tushava gatina. Anybody else? Shreya shitim. The auspicious path of liberation. Bhaktim, devotional service. Udasya, giving up. Te, of you. Vibho, O my Lord. Klishanti, accept increased difficulties. Ye,
all those persons who.
Kevala,
only,
Bodha Labdhe,
for obtaining knowledge,
Tesham,
for them,
Asau,
that,
Kleshala,
trouble,
Eva,
only,
Shishyate,
remains,
not,
Anyat,
anything else,
Yata,
as much as
Tula,
Volki,
Tusha,
husks of rice,
Avagatinam,
of those beating.
Translation
by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the only auspicious path. If one gives it up simply for speculative knowledge, or the understanding that these living beings are spirit souls and the material world is false, he undergoes a great deal of trouble. He only gains troublesome and inauspicious activities. His endeavors are like beating a husk that is already devoid of rice. One's labors become fruitless. So as I said, the purport is that this verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.4. Oh, there's a slight difference in translation here. We'll read both. We're going to read, because there's no purport here, we'll read the purport from 10.14.4. This is the prayers of Lord Brahma after Lord Brahma stole away the cows and cowherd boys. Krishna, he came to his senses and returned them, or he didn't return them, but he came and offered his prayers to Krishna. This is the practically the beginning. This is verse number 4, chapter 14. So practically the beginning of his prayers. Translation in the 10th canto is, my dear Lord, devotional service unto you is the best path of self-realization. If one gives up that path and engages in the cultivation of speculative knowledge, he will simply undergo a troublesome process and will not achieve his desired result. As a person who beats an empty husk of wheat cannot get grain, one who simply speculates cannot achieve self-realization. His only gain is trouble. Tusha, the husks of, here is, Chaitanya Charitamrita says rice and here it says wheat, but anyway, it's husks. We've seen them in India, they're beating the husks and then they're separating the husks from the grain. They have their baskets, some kind of basket. Anyway, purport here is, loving service to the Supreme Person is the natural and eternal function of every living entity. If a person renounces his own constitutional function and instead laboriously seeks so-called enlightenment through impersonal speculative knowledge, his result is simply the trouble and bother that come from following an artificial process. A fool may beat an empty husk, not knowing that the grain has already been removed. Similarly, foolish is the person who throws his mind again and again into the pursuit of knowledge without surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is the very substance and goal of knowledge, just as grain is the substance and goal of the entire agricultural effort. Vedic knowledge, or indeed material science, without the Personality of Godhead, is exactly like an empty and useless husk of wheat. One may argue that by practicing yoga or cultivating impersonal knowledge, one can acquire prestige, wealth, mystic powers, or even impersonal liberation. But these so-called gains are actually useless because they do not situate the living being in his constitutional position of loving service to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, such results, being superfluous to the living being's essential nature, are impermanent. As stated in the Sringa Purana, Patreshu Pushpeshu Phaleshu Toyeshu Akrita Labyeshu Vadaiva Satsu Bhakya Sulabye Purushe Purani Mukjai Kim Artam Kriyate Prayatna. Since the primeval personality of Godhead is easily attained by offering him such things as leaves, flowers, fruit, and water, which are all found without difficulty, why does one need to endeavor for liberation separately? Although the process of devotional service to Lord Krishna is very simple, it is extremely difficult for stubborn conditioned souls to completely humble themselves before the Supreme Personality of Godhead and absorb themselves 24 hours a day in his loving service. The mood of loving service is anathema to belligerent conditioned souls determined to defy God and enjoy. When such stubborn conditioned souls attempt to bypass surrendering to God through proud attempts at philosophical speculation, austerity, and yoga, they are turned back to the material platform by the powerful laws of God and violently merged into the heaving ocean of insignificance called the material world. Hare Krishna. This is, I guess this is by the Srila Prabhupada's disciples, this purport, 10th canto, chapter 14. So here the first Shreya Shrutim, this is the path of, auspicious path of liberation. Srila Prabhupada points out there's two types of, well, desirable fruits, Shreyas, and two types of paths. One is called Shreyas, Shreyashratim here, and the other is called Prayas. And the difference is that Shreyas means the ultimate good. Just like a child who's sent to school, he wants to play, that's called the Prayas. That's the Prayas path. The Prayas means immediately so-called beneficial. Prayas and Shreyas, these are the difference. But here it's called Shreyas. Shreyashratim. Bhaktim, that is the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. That is the greatest of all auspicious paths. Path of liberation, Srila Prabhupada in the word for word calls the path of liberation. Because liberation, that is the goal of life, to get free from this material bondage. That, of course, liberation, there are different forms of liberation as described. Kapila Dev in the third canto, he describes that the Salokya Srishti Samipya Sarupya Katvam Apyuta. Then he says, Diyamanam Nagrinanti. He says that even if I offer these to my devotees, Binamat Sevanam Jana, that they don't accept them without my devotional service. So devotional service is so exalted. That is the actual Shreya, that after an 11th canto describes about something about the material world, the miseries that are found here in this material world. These things should be actually, Krishna says that dukkha doshana darshanam. We should analyze these things for what they are. This material world is such a place. We were just hearing, I guess we can say that, talk about that. We had heard about Sakshi Gopal had a flat tire last night, late at night, when he was coming home from preaching. I guess we weren't actually coming home from preaching, but we were coming home from the airport at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we got the same thing. And, anyway, miserable world at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam. That is the description in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that every step there's what we can't understand how many types of misfortune and miseries can be found in this material world. Therefore, Krishna actually explains, dukkha doshana darshanam. We should look at these things and analyze them. What is the use? What is the use? We're on the path, devotees should be on the path, Shreya Shrutim, ultimate benefit, not this prayas, trying to enjoy ourselves, trying to make ourselves comfortable in this material world. That is not the business of the devotees. So, as I said in the 11th canto, it talks about some of these miseries, and then it says, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyata. Therefore, one should approach a spiritual master, Jigyasu Shreyam Uttamam. Not even Shreya is ultimate benefit, but Shreya Uttamam, the greatest of all auspicious paths. One should inquire from the spiritual master. Did Vigyanartam Sagurum Eva Vigachat. One has to approach the spiritual master to get that. So this is the process of bhakti. Rupa Goswami, he says, Adau Guru Vashra, that one should approach the spiritual master. And so here, this verse, it talks about those who give up this path. Shreya Shatim Bhaktim Udasya. Udasya means to give up the path of bhakti. And here it's this guy, David Vibho. Here, Lord Brahma is praying to Krishna. As I mentioned, that this is in the beginning of Lord Brahma's prayers. Krishna was playing with his cowherd boyfriends in the calves. He was a young child at that time. It's described also how in the 10th canto, just before this, Lord Brahma stole away his calves and cowherd boys, that Krishna was standing or looking for his calves and cowherd boys. He had some foodstuffs in his left hand. It's not proper Vedic culture. We had experience that you can't do that in India, at least in the spiritual circles. You can't touch food with your left hand. Krishna, he was standing there with his food in his left hand, eating like this, and Lord Brahma came there. But here it's described that Lord Brahma is addressing him, David Bo. Vibho means, oh, almighty Lord. So Lord Brahma's come to his senses by this time. He says, he's not some cowherd boy eating left hand and all this going on. He's my supreme personnel. He's my supreme Lord. So there, verse 3 says, Klishanti je kevala This Klishyati Krishna also explains in the Bhagavad Gita. He says that klesha is miseries. But he says not only miseries, he says klesha adhikaratas chesham avyaktasakta chetasam. He says that those who are impersonalists, they try to avyakta chetasam, that they try to worship the unmanifest Lord. Because this is one of Krishna's features that is described, Vedanti tat 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 vedas tat pam yajjana Ramiti paramatmiti bhagavaniti shadite. So Krishna, these Advaya Gyan, the supreme absolute truth, he has these three different features are there, that Ramiti, paramatmiti, and bhagavaniti shadite. These three features are all Advaya Gyan, they're non-different. But according to our perception, or according to our qualification, we can appreciate them differently. So Krishna says, adhikaratas, klesha adhikaratas tesha. Says so much misery they have. What kind of happiness you can have worshipping the unmanifest, unembodied supreme Brahman? Says you can't dress the... No, that was the universal form, anyway. So, klesha dikarita stesha. So, so, of course, in this last verse also, this kevala bodha labde, knowledge is meant for achieving liberation from this material world. That is the path. We have the different paths of transcendental paths, yoga, jnana, and bhakti. So, tesham aso kleshala eva shishyate. He says that what is the result? Eva shishyate, we have that. Shishyate is in the Ishopanishad, eva vishishyate, purnam eva vishishyate, that what is left. Shishyate means to be, what is the remainder? So what is the remainder here for those who give up bhakti and take to the path of jnana? Kleshala eva shishyate, kleshala eva shishyate. Is there simply trouble? And the example is given also in the verse, Nanyad yata stulam tushavagatinam, that's a husking, or beating the husks, because that's the process of separating the husks from the grain. The grain is covered by a husk, so you have to beat it in order to take the husk off, and then they throw it in the baskets, and sometimes they have a fan blowing away the husks to keep it, sometimes we used to have, I don't know, some forms of, you buy some rice in the market and still there's some husk on the rice like that, so you can see it hasn't been beaten. But if you take that husk that has been separated from the grain and you beat that to try to, what is the purpose? No purpose. So the purpose, that purpose of jnana, of impersonal meditation, what is their whole goal is that to achieve liberation. Just in the previous purport here is very bold letters, mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevate sman, that Bilba Mangala Thakur says that, what is that use of that liberation? He says, mukti swayam mukulitanjali. Mukti is standing before me with folded hands, waiting to serve me. As I mentioned the verse that diamanam, that the devotees, pure devotees, they're not even interested in this any type of this liberation without devotional service, because devotional service is so relishable. But that susukam kartam avyayam, that from the very beginning, chanting, dancing, and taking prasadam, so joyful from the very beginning. And it simply becomes more joyful at every step. What is that? Every step. Padam padam yadvi padam. I don't know, sorry. Anandam pudivaranam prati padam. Purnamrita Svaram. That at every step, this devotional service, this Sankirtan movement, it becomes more and more relishable, more and more joyful. So much dharmartha kama gatayo samaya pratiksha, that all these other things, dharma, artha, kama, they're simply, they're waiting, automatically attained without separate effort. They're waiting to serve the devotees, but the devotees are not interested. They're simply interested in the devotional service of the Lord. So this, we had some, that was last week, we were discussing about something about speculative knowledge alone without devotional service is not able to give liberation. So this knowledge, there is different types of knowledge, because Lord Chaitanya is described, he's offered prayers, Vairagya Vidya Nidya Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Ekam, that he came to teach knowledge and renunciation. Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya means renunciation, and Vidya means knowledge. So he's actually teaching these things by his own example. Vairagya Vidya. But the point is that the Nidya Bhakti Yoga, that he's teaching his own service to his own self. That is the point, that there's different types of knowledge and different types of renunciation. That is described something that Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastram Japastapa Pranasya Eva Dehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. That is described, that Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya. Hinasya means without. So Bhagavad Bhakti, without devotional service, these different things. Jati means good birth. Shastram is some kind of shastric knowledge of the shastras you can study. This is a point that the followers of impersonal philosophy, they have to know this so much. They should, without studying the language, actually, you have to become a Sanskrit pundit. And you have to study so much these impersonal writings in the Upanishads, very difficult to understand. So, Jati Shastram Japastapa, the chanting mantras and tapa, austerities, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, without devotional service, all these things are described to be just like a decoration for a dead body. That's described in the verse, Bhagavad Bhakti. Pranasyaiva dehasya pandanam lokaranjanam. That's how the Srila Prabhupada talks, how they decorate the dead bodies, and people say, oh, he's such a nice person. He's dead. So what is the use of their nice decorations? So pranasyaiva. So, but at the same time, the verses there, idam hi pumsas tapasashritasyava, Swistasya, Suktasya, Jabudi Datayo, all these different qualifications, if they're utilized for the devotional service, Uttama Shloka Ganana Varnanam, if they're utilized to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then they become so much nice things. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example, just like zeros, all the different material qualifications that you have. Without Krishna consciousness, it's just like you can have 5 zeros, 10 zeros, put all together in a nice line. But what is the value? It becomes zero. But without, put just one in front of so many zeros, then you have some nice value. So we had, we have some godbrothers and other personalities that they went to get their PhDs, and this way they can say they're preaching very nicely. Our friend, I was in Pakistan, Sarvabhauma, his name, Shishupal Sharma. He was telling me that this PhD, this was before he got his PhD, he was studying in medical college like that. He said, PhD is just like sannyas in this modern age. Everybody respects you if you have PhD, otherwise there's no respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas to get respect because he wasn't getting respect from some students like that. They were complaining that, oh, he's very proud of his learning and everything. So you can get with that different qualifications, you can have them, but if you put that one in front, then you have some kind of value. You can preach very nicely with good material qualifications, but without the preaching, without the devotional service, what's the value? All taken away at the time. Mithu sarva haras chaham. Krishna takes away all of that material qualifications at the time of death. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed example. This is a very nice verse. Murka Tumi. He was, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with the Mayavadi sannyasis in Varanasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was playing very humble Vaishnava sannyasi. Vaishnavas, the Mayavadi sannyasis were saying, why is this, why you're hanging around with these, why you're associating with these sentimentalists, these devotees? What is the use? You should be studying Vedanta, because that's the process of the... Oh, that's the process of... He's still there. All right. So they were studying Vedanta, and they were telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should be studying Vedanta. Why are you associating with all these Mayavadis, sentimental devotees? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Mora Murke Deki, Kalila Shashan. He said, my spiritual master considered me a fool, and he chastised me. He said, Murka Tumi Tomara Nahika Vedanta Adhikar, that you are... of being a fool, you have no qualification to study Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was known as Nimai Pandit, greatest scholar, practically. That was his, of course, he's the greatest in everything, but he was playing that role, Nimai Pandit. So, what is that? Krishna Mantra Japa Sabha, A Mantra Sar. He said, Sada. He said, Japa Sada. A mantra, sorry. He said, you just chant Hare Krishna. And that is the process that Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasdeva, 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 Gatiranyata. That's the only process for devotional, for achieving any benefit in Kali Yuga. Kalo Nasdeva. There is no other process, no other process, no other process. So, that is the best method, Shreya Shachim. So we don't want to give up that process. We want to continue the association of devotees. Without the association of devotees, this very, what is that? Oh, it's very nice. Even though it's, anyway, they've done very wonderful purports here. That although the process of devotional service to Lord Krishna is very simple, it is extremely difficult for stubborn conditioned souls to completely humble themselves before the Supreme Personality of Godhead and absorb themselves 24 hours a day in his loving service. So this is the... So devotees, living entity, he's not a dead stone. We have to have some kind of, aspiration and desires. We have to have something. So that is the... desire that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, bhaja, garisha, kamaye. Said, I don't want these material... benefits. Mama janmani janmani shari bhavatad bhaktir ahaitikite. I simply want to engage in your unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. Savai pumsam paro dharmo. This is the greatest of all. Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning, that Om Namo Bhagavate is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, that the establishing this process of devotional service from the very first words. So that is the greatest benefit for the living entities, not to be given up to husk and to beat the husks. All right, anything? Why don't you go to Prabhu? Hare Krishna.
I can understand why Lord Buddha maybe deviated people from following the Vedic principles for ahimsa, you know, not to utilize it for the animal slaughter. But Shankaracharya, as Lord Shiva, although it says he can't be blamed for introducing this Sharira Kapasya Mayavadi philosophy, even criticizing like Vyasadeva's realizations, and Lord Chaitanya says that the Mayavadis are the worst offenders, and it's done the most disservice to the, you know, Vedic culture by this Mayavadi presentation. So why would it that Lord Shiva as Shankaracharya promote such strong arguments against the personal aspect of devotional service and introduce this Mayavadi philosophy?
Yeah, this we have different perceptions than the universal affairs. So we see the whole picture, all this time. We see it many thousands of years, maybe not many thousands, but many hundreds of years between Lord Buddha and Shankaracharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in between, between Shankaracharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some of these Vaishnavacharyas came, and they also gradually brought this to the platform of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. For us, it's hundreds of years, but this universal affairs is a very brief time. That Lord Buddha, he stopped the animal killing, and decried the Vedas for prescribing this sacrifices, animal sacrifices. He just decried the Vedas, but Shankaracharya did a very important service to reestablish the Vedas, to establish that this one should follow the Vedic literatures. That's what is it? Veda hoyle mana mani, Buddha hoyle Gnostic. That Gnostic means so he's not accepting the Vedas. So one has to accept the Vedic culture means that you have to accept the Vedas, otherwise there's no question of the Vedic civilization. You have to accept the Vedas. So Shankaracharya did that service to reestablish the Vedic literatures and to bring people to that path. That's my only answer.
They weren't ready for personal service, like a stepping stone.
Yeah. And then, as I said, the four Vaishnavacharyas, they came and they gradually introduced different aspects of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's giving the greatest, this Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's not giving devotional service. He's giving Krishna Prema. Prema includes all this. That's something.
In the purport that you read, the word anathema.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Could you reread the sentence and tell me the definition of that word?
Somebody else can give you the definition.
Anathema? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so. It says the mood of...
And what does it mean?
I guess it's the opposite of...
Something so contrary is to be rejected.
Something that's so contrary... It should be rejected.
Okay, the sentence is, the mood of loving service is an anathema to belligerent conditioned souls determined to defy God and enjoy. Okay. That sounds like proper definition. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we hear that it's possible for an impersonalist that's even merged into the Brahman effulgence to elevate himself to the spiritual world. That it's rare, but that that happens.
Huh?
It's rare, but that happens.
Yes.
So the Kumaras, were they an example of?
Kumaras were the example, yes.
Is there any other examples?
Shukadeva Goswami is sometimes, although there's some discussion on that point, but sometimes he's also described like that. Atmaramas Timunayo Nigranta is a very famous verse that even the Atmaramas Nigrantyapyoga Rukumi, like that, they impersonalists, they become attracted to the Supreme Lord. I mean, the Brahmavadis. Impersonalists, there's two different forms. Those who are Mayavadis, who are offensive to the Supreme Lord, and those who are simply searching for Brahman realization. This is a different thing. Different thing.
Different kinds of impersonalists.
Huh?
You're saying there's different varieties of impersonalists?
Yeah.
In certain varieties, they can elevate themselves.
Yeah, if they're not if they're not offensive, but just the Kumaras, they're a good, very good example. We don't need anybody else.
Prakashananda Saraswati, all the sannyasis gave up their impersonal idea and accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's
All right, yes, they accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah.
Thank you.
By the mercy of the... This is Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Someone has to be very fortunate and he can get that seed of devotion, because devotion, it's already there in the heart of the living entity, that nature, that is the, what is that? Muktir Hirpanyata Rupam. Swarupena Vyavastiti means, Swarupena means the natural, the position that, Swarup, the constitutional position of the living entity is the devotional service. So avastita means to be situated. So this is actual liberation. The liberation, impersonal liberation, is I think coming up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're coming up now to this verse that Yenye Ravindaksha Vimukta Manina, those who are simply considering themselves liberated. Avishuddha Buddha, they have impure intelligence and they don't, and they, padantiyada, they fall down. If they're not, if they don't, what is that? Ariyakuchina Prada. Anadritya Yusmadangraya. If they don't develop any affection for the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Ayushmad Angraya. So one has to ultimately take shelter of devotional service. That was the last verse that we had in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that without devotional service, they can't achieve benefit like that. Last week's verse was that speculative knowledge alone, without devotional service, is not able to give liberation. On the other hand, even without knowledge, one can obtain liberation if one engages in the Lord's devotional service. Vidya Gajendrasya Ka, the example of Gajendra, what kind of knowledge he had. He was an elephant. He wasn't even aware who he was offering prayers to, but he said, there's not some supreme there. And he got benediction. Something else was there? He was? All right. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.